Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Voters in Florida, Virginia, and Indiana have received phone calls wrongly telling them they can vote by phone. In Ohio and Wisconsin, Clear Channel is now taking down 140 billboards that warn just African-American neighborhoods about the penalty for voter fraud. Koch Industries-owned Georgia-Pacific is among employers putting together voting packets. Are they telling employees how to vote? Something Mitt Romney appeared to encourage in a conference call in June with the National Federation of Independent Businesses.
I hope you make it very clear to your employees what you believe is in the best interest of your enterprise and therefore their job and their future in the upcoming elections. And whether you agree with me or you agree with President Obama or whatever your political view, I hope you pass those along to your employees.
Let's take a look at what's being called voter intimidation with Deborah Charles of Reuters. Debbie, what Mitt Romney called for, is that legal?
It is actually legal. It was part of the 2010 Supreme Court ruling, the Citizens United ruling, that allowed companies to donate money to big political action committees. But another part of that also got rid of all the regulations that limited companies from talking to their rank-and-file employees about politics.
Right. It not only freed up spending by corporations and unions, it freed corporations and unions to more actively educate workers about elections. You wrote that the conservative Koch brothers, through their company Georgia-Pacific, were doing just this. But they responded to you. We want to hear that. But first, tell us, what does that employee info packet say?
Well, they sent out a bunch of pages, including op-eds from the brothers supporting Romney and telling why he was the right person to vote for. Depending on the state that the person lived in, they got lists of candidates that the Koch PAC had supported, and Mitt Romney was at the top of all those lists.
Well, but they responded after you wrote about this. What did the Koch brothers say about how you characterized this?
Well, they said that they were just communicating with their employees and telling them what their side of the story was and not telling them they had to vote for them, but just saying, you know, it was information. We're just getting information out like unions do and newspapers endorse candidates. So this was just another type of information.
But Roll Call writes that unions are facing the same charges of intimidation. There were two union members who claimed they'd been fired for refusing to donate and canvass for a candidate back in 2010. That's an unsettled case. The FEC sort of stalemated on that accusation against AFSCME in Hawaii. But your thoughts on that? I mean, can you compare unions to corporations on this?
Well, I mean, you can kind of compare them, but at the same time, it's not the union who's paying the paycheck.
Well, so there's that. What about these phone calls that people reported they got? A Republican in Florida told you that he received a call from a man identifying himself as a Florida state elections official saying, you can vote over the phone. Do we know who's behind those phone calls?
No, well, we don't. And the interesting thing, in reporting the story, I found that there are really similar calls in Virginia, Indiana, and Florida. And they have different numbers. I called all the different numbers that showed up on people's caller IDs, and they didn't exist anymore, or they went right to voicemail.
And and is it just Republicans getting the calls?
No, not at all. It doesn't seem to be aligned with any party or, aimed at any certain party. This one that we spoke to was Republican, but others in Indiana were Democrats. And the interesting thing, the ones in Virginia were mostly old people.
Huh. Well, okay, you can't vote by phone, so let's just say that.
No.
those billboards in Ohio and Wisconsin that warn voter fraud is a felony, and there's a big gavel, and the sign says punishable with prison time and a $10,000 fine. Huge outcry against this. An online petition was signed. At first, Clear Channel refused to take them down, citing an anonymous client's First Amendment and contractual rights. But Clear Channel also has a policy of not accepting anonymous billboards. In other words, the billboards have to be signed. So now the company's saying it asked the client to, you know, bring the boards into conformance with their policy. In other words, give up their anonymity. And the client declined. So Clear Channel going to take those billboards down. Do we know who the client was?
No, all we know is it was a private family foundation. And I think that's part of the reason they're taking them down. They don't want to explain who they are. They don't want to identify themselves. And this almost identical billboard showed up in 2010 in the midterm election, but they just didn't get much attention. It was mostly in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Well, critics are, of course, going nuts on this one. They say Clear Channel syndicates Rush Limbaugh and other, as the Washington Post puts it, Obama-bashing commentators. You know, Clear Channel co-owned by Bain. What about aggressive poll watching? You report that the state attorney general of New Mexico is investigating a group that's sending out volunteer poll monitors.
Yeah, this was actually the Republican Party had done some training, and someone did a secret video of it, and they caught the person who was doing the training giving false information, like saying, oh, well, if two of you agree, you can force the voter to show identification, or you can not allow them to have an interpreter if they can't speak the language. And neither of those things are true.
Well, and speaking of confusion over whether or not you have to have an ID, the state of Pennsylvania sent out some postcards earlier this month that said an ID was required to vote. This was, in fact, though, after the court declared it wouldn't be required this election. That state says this was just a mistake there in the middle of a campaign. But there's likely to be a lot of confusion there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and legal experts are saying that that's going to be one of the biggest problems because they're allowed to ask for an ID, although it's not required. And the poll workers, you know, depending on how well they're trained or if they're not trained, you know, they could think that it's still required.
Oh, boy. Deborah Charles of Reuters News Agency, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.